My guest is Dave Mullinax. He's the regional public affairs manager for the League of California Cities. He's representing 25 cities in the Tri-Counties area. And we left off with a comment I made. I heard from UCLA economists at UCSB's webinar last week that some projects in the Inland Empire, 60,000 homes to build an entire community, started in the 1990s, took 25 years. And although he thought that CEQA was a greatly intentioned program, it ends up, you know, having the opposite effect of what people want, and to build affordable housing. You mentioned that you had another project of similar consequence.
You know, what I would say is, unfortunately, that example that you just talked about, I wish that was just a unicorn, but it's not. Quite frankly, between the labyrinthine type of state laws that change every year, the fact that the resources aren't there from the federal or the state level, you know, projects that look really good one year are untenable several years later because resources change, laws change, and community outlook changes. So it's very, very tough to do even smaller projects. That's a big project you talk about. Even smaller projects can take 10, 20 years sometimes. And I wish, you know, we could say that was a unicorn, but it's not. It's quite common throughout the state, whether we're talking coastal regions or Central Valley, Southern California, North. I mean, it happens all the time.
So let's go back to the money.
In the Bay Area and some of the bigger cities where these kind of things happen, but unfortunately, it's kind of common.
Okay, let's go back to the money, and we'll go back to your comment that you made about the redevelopment agency went away. I think it was Governor Jerry Brown, point two, that led that. And you made this little aside comment. It was done out of spite, and it was kind of funny because it took away all this money. I want you to explain what it was and what happened to this money. But it's kind of reminding me of the onerous deal with the city of Goleta. You know, they get to pay out this money, and Jerry Brown, he wanted the money for the state. He didn't want individual cities to have this money. Is that correct?
What happened was, look, the redevelopment program was formed, I think, in the late 40s or early 50s. It was intentioned to be the perfect public-private partnership where you'd take a blighted area of town. The government would create, you know, do infrastructure projects, whether it's like sewers or grading or sidewalks, that type of thing, that makes the property viable for private investors to come in and do projects. And it was very successful for 50 years. And part of redevelopment, it would generate over $1 billion every single year for affordable housing projects. So during the early aughts, from, you know, the state budget was always in a big mess, and they were using local budgets, local revenues, like an ATM machine to fix their budget up in the state. And so what the league did back in the day, we did several statewide initiatives and won seven of them during the aughts. And the last one was Prop 22, which prevented the state from raiding local revenues, whether it's sales tax or property tax or redevelopment tax. Well, the very next budget that came out, their state budget was in a mess again, and they tried to raid redevelopment money for like $250 million statewide. And we took them to court, and the court, and by the way, on that Prop 20, it was called Prop 22, there were 12 initiatives on the ballot. We got the most votes. We had over 63% of the vote. So it was obviously something that the state wanted. People did not want the state government raiding local revenues and taking money away from local communities to fix a budget that was mostly the state's problem. So what happened was the court sided with the initiative, and they said, no, you couldn't take the money. Well, so Brown just eliminated the program. He just wiped it out. And so redevelopment went away. $1 billion a year for affordable housing went away. So we've been living the last 10 years without that $1 billion a year. And now we have this issue that we're dealing with on affordable housing. So what we did is, and during that initiative, we fought against some very powerful special interests up there in Sacramento, and they didn't like the fact that we won. And that's why it was eliminated. So it was a big blow to local governments. It was a big blow to local economies. And again, it was the biggest tool in the toolbox for local economies to generate jobs and projects within their local community. And that tool is no longer available to local governments.
Well, it sounds like you need a Swiss Army knife to fix the housing problem in California. My guest has been Dave Mullinax. He's the regional public affairs manager for the League of California Cities. If you want to Google the League of California Cities, thanks for that explanation. I now understand your comment about out of spite, because Prop 22 was held up, and it was a pretty major thing for him with a stroke of a pen to eliminate something that had been around for so long. And I wonder if he regrets it. Next week we'll have former Governor Jerry Brown as a guest. Oh no, I'm just kidding. Dave, good talking to you, and say hi to Marilyn for me.
Mark, always a pleasure, and look forward to seeing you guys again.
Thank you. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.